the Focus at 7 after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program continues. I'm Doug Steffen. There are lots of reasons to spend the next hour with us here on the Good Day Weekend program, not the least of which is debunking popular food myths, questions and answers. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. Actually, I thought he was going to be back today from Anguilla, but he sent me an email earlier suggesting that he was stuck at the airport there, which isn't a bad place to be stuck. Not necessarily you want to get stuck in an airport anywhere, but if you got to be stuck in an airport, the area that he's in is a wonderful vacation spot. So I'm sure things are pleasant, and he'll be back with us next week. Phil's Supermarket Guru website, supermarketguru.com. All the daily news flash information, his hits and misses. He hasn't been doing too much testing the last couple of weeks because he's been on his vacay, but checking out his website, you see as a consumerologist how he and his staff keep up on these things. The more important information on Phil and products and the navigating of the aisles in the supermarket, which is really what he's all about. Always lots of questions and answers. If you go to DougSteffen.com, I try to focus with him on the things that he's writing about himself. For example, this week, a lot of information about peanut allergies. And if you're shopping for somebody with peanut allergies, where do you go? How do you make sure that whatever you're buying doesn't have any exposure? And then the question comes about what in the world is going on? How is it that there is so much disparity between now and, let's say, when many of us were kids? I don't remember ever having anybody warn me or hear about warnings to people who had allergies. In general, food allergies have grown tremendously. Do you have one? And if you do, how do you deal with it? Are you allergic to dairy products? That's a big thing. A lot of folks, and I know this sounds self-serving because many of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I sell raw milk at my dairy farm. And it is a proven fact that those who are lactose intolerant don't have that problem when they're using raw milk. There are still some people that just can't have dairy, period. And if you listen to some of the experts, we have a lady named Pam Popper. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and she and members of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine this week came out with a treatise that underscores how bad dairy is for you in general. So they say, so they think. There are certainly conflicting reports. There always are conflicting reports, depending on who pays for studies, who's doing the research, yada, yada. I have found that milk has been very good for me over my life, and I think that most doctors say it helps fulfill calcium needs. Again, it's one of those things. You got to weigh, you got to know your own body, you got to weigh the information, and you got to take a position or a stand. And that's why so much of the information that Phil puts forth about not only where to get foods, but what foods seem to make sense. It's sort of like drugs. You never want to mix up drugs. You sometimes don't want to combine the wrong foods. So, at any rate, questions and answers. Later on this hour, we have, because Phil is actually a fan of Chef Louis DeAngelis, and I am too. Chef Louis spends time with us on the Monday through Friday Good Day program. We always have recipes to share. So later on in this hour, we'll spend some time, an excerpt from a conversation that the Good Day staff, me and my friends who are on the air with me, had with Louis. I think it was dessert. The focus this week was desserts. Summertime desserts. Yum. There's so much fresh fruit available. The locavore movement. Excuse me. I have in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, a really interesting reality. This is one of the towns where the so-called locavore movement has really gained traction. Suburban town, not far from Boston, and many of the folks in the city want to get out. They go to whatever farms there are available, but mostly they do have children. They want to see what's going on the farm if they can, and that's why my farm is more focused on teaching people about milk and dairy. They can come watch the cows being milked, take a tour of the farm, see what's going on with the calves, all of that stuff. It's all about life. And so there is a quest, there's a thirst for people who want to have this information, but they also want to go and get the products, produce the same way, watch the farmers handle and treat the produce, so there aren't the kind of problems that develop. I think maybe some of you saw the recall of the week this week. Onion recalls, listeria in cut onions from Gill's Onions of Oxnard, California, one of the largest growers of onions in our country, if not in the world. Gill's Onions of Oxnard, California. They contribute to Garden Fresh products. Apparently, they recall tons and tons of packaged salads. Their onions are used in these packaged salads from Garden Fresh. Apparently, there's some compromise. So you may want to know that as you go to the supermarket, or if you've seen it, or if you buy. I mean, I don't. Again, I try not to sound like an intolerant jerk here. I don't even begin to understand why anybody would buy any packaged salads at this time of the year. I mean, maybe even any time of the year, because you're going to always get the ingredients in the store. They may have come a long way, but they are certainly better than the stuff that's in these wraps, these packages. But I know you think it's convenient, and I know a lot of you are pressed for time, and I know a lot of you think this is very cool because all the mixins and fixins are in these bags. But anything that's in a plastic bag that has come from one of these humongous produce farms, mostly in the southwest or the western part of our country, California, Oregon, those places, there is a chance, and it's bigger depending on how large the farm is, it's more of a chance that you will run into this problem, and you can avoid it. It's pretty simple to avoid if you just get the ingredients fresh and open, either in the supermarket or you go to the farm. There are so many farmers' markets. I mean, the world, this summer, there's a drought, and it's affecting some of the market gardeners for sure, the same as affecting the farmers that are growing corn and beans and that sort of thing. But for heaven's sakes, even if you pay more, isn't it worth it to have something that you know you can count on because it's fresh and it's local? This stuff, there is never, and this is the challenge. We all hear these things from the CDC and from the FDA and the USDA. Look out for this, look out for that. There is never, ever a problem, and hasn't been, with locally grown fruits, vegetables, produce in general. It's always a problem of the big growers, and you see, this is one of my themes that I'm off on all the time, the complete hypocrisy of the government trying to limit and watch and tell you or convince you that the small farmer needs to be watched where these big conglomerates. I think last week I talked about the Monsanto amendment, which was part of the new farm bill and has been responsible for the farm bill basically getting sidetracked because there are many people who correctly have seen this, the GMO foods and what Monsanto, the outrageous stuff that Monsanto and Dow get away with because of their lobbying efforts and the millions of dollars they spend to get congressmen and senators elected so that they can do their bidding and do things that are just completely bad and wrong for you. So this stuff has been going on this week as well. And so a lot of the farmers are frustrated because and people that are farmer advocates, they see this Monsanto thing in there and they go wild and Congress sees it and they're now sidelining the farm bill. Maybe we'll just continue with the bill that currently is in effect. They extend it for 6 months so they get beyond the election so they can go back to their corruptive ways and do what Monsanto wants. But now that bill isn't going to make it if it goes through the way that it is now. And it ought not to make it. Monsanto deserves no special consideration. As a matter of fact, they deserve consideration on the negative side because of what they're doing to your food supply. And back to, again, big versus small. There are lots of popular food myths, and one of them is that anything connected to these big companies is good for you. There's nothing that these companies do that's good for you. Trust me. 800-510-8255. Okay, so here's a couple of interesting little food myths that I laughed about when I read this week. Somebody asked a question as to whether double yolk eggs hatch twin chicks. Question. Anybody know? The answer, 800-510-8255. Does hot water freeze faster than cold water? 800-510-8255. Does salt water boil faster than regular water? What do you think? Do you know? 800-510-8255. Answers and discussion about these things and a swell prize can be yours if you call us at 800-510-8255. Speaking about health and food and that sort of thing, there, as a farmer, I watch my animals very, very closely. The health, just if you keep them healthy, you know that the milk products going to come out of them is healthy. Same thing is true for you. What you put into your body is how you'll predicate your longevity, your feelings, your sense of self. I mean, all of the things that keep you tuned up are dependent on what you eat and what you put into your body. So as I feed my cows lots of minerals, I was talking to a couple of the kids that work on the farm about the minerals that we have out in the feedlot for pregnant cows. Very interesting and important. Minerals. A nutrient-dense diet is important. If you've been trying to work on your weight, the gastric bypass stuff, you don't want to do any of that. Prescription drugs, no. You want to be aware of what you're putting in your body, a healthy body that is trim, muscular, and really seems alive, has the right mineral components, the same as the cows do. Truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients every day. Check it out. You can go to DougStephanTeam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack, which has these 90 essential nutrients that you should take every day. It's a liquid. Get your 90 for life by dialing 855-309-TEAM or going to DougStephanTeam.com, which you get to by going, you know, just go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the logo there. Get yourself started not only on feeling better and being healthier, but look around and see what the opportunities are for people to have home-based businesses using these products. Get yourself pain-free, get yourself healthy, and the good news will spread to your family and your friends that want to know more about what it is that you're doing or taking or ingesting, and you can tell them that it starts with the Healthy Start Pack and so many other things that you can put in your shopping cart when you check out all the items that are available for health and well-being that are mineral and nutrient-based. DougStephanTeam.com, that's where you go. You want to get started with 90 for life. You can try dialing 855-309-8326. This is essential, not optional. You need to take it every day. It's doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products at DougStephanTeam.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
800-510-8255 for the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert back with us again next week. Phil is the supermarket guru, inspires a lot of us when it comes to food, where to get the good stuff. Healthy cookies and desserts coming up here on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our accessible exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now, 24 minutes after the hour, saying hi to our friends in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. I'm Doug Steffen, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, normally here with me. He's stuck at the airport, and not a bad place to be stuck in Antigua, so back with us next week. Meanwhile, we're talking about some of the things in the food category that may be true, may not be true. We'll be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis with some great recipes on some of the things, the fresh fruits that are around, desserts that are wonderful and yummy for the summertime. I'll be joined by the rest of my Good Day Weekday gang, so you'll have that coming into your ears in a few moments. Meanwhile, people who are boiling water find it's easier to boil water if it's salt water than fresh water, and what boils faster, all of that good stuff. So let's see if we can find out the answer. Denise calls from Macon, Georgia. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the Good Day Weekend program.
Thank you.
So does salt water, well, the question I think is, what water boils faster, salt water or fresh water?
I think it's salt water.
You do? Why?
I think it's something I heard over the years.
Uh-huh.
From older cooks.
From the cooks or the cooks? The cooks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you ever tried it yourself? To see what boils faster, salt water or regular water? You have not. All right. Hold on just a second. I want to see if Daryl, who's in Burlington, Vermont, has a spin on this. What do you think, Daryl? Yes or no?
I don't think it does. I think water boils whether it has salt in it or not.
Well, it does boil. I'm not suggesting it doesn't boil. I'm just wondering whether salt water boils faster or not. What water boils faster, salt water or fresh water?
I'm going to go with, the same.
The same.
The same. Neither one goes faster.
No, not true. It is not true. Salt water will cook food a bit quicker as it has a slightly higher boiling point than fresh water. But fresh water will boil faster than salt water, again, because you have to cook it a little bit more, or you have to boil it a little bit more, or you have to get it to a warmer, hotter temperature than fresh water in order for it to boil. Interesting that the when it comes to boiling and cooking things, they have to get to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. A tablespoon of salt added to 5 quarts of water will bring up the temperature of the water at boil, but the degree hike is negligible. In other words, it's only like 7/10 of a second longer to boil salt water than it is to boil water that doesn't have salt in it. But salt water apparently cooks things at the same speed, whether it's better or not. I mean, why would you put salt in water unless you're cooking something like a lobster? Would that be good? Or why? Or maybe you're boiling, cooking vegetables, that sort of thing. I guess that it would be
pasta.
Good.
Pasta.
Okay.
And no, that I like that that Bob's, not to make it commercial, but I love Bob's Red Mill steel cut oats, and they always recommend
salt water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always put a little
but
water.
I've heard that before. That when you're cooking, if you're using real oatmeal, not the stuff that's prepared and kind of quick to you boil the water and you pour it in and it's already cooked, so you get at it, but it's not as good for you. I think you're right. A little bit of salt in it for whatever the reason makes it taste better, I think better for you. Who knows why that is, but I think you're right about that, Daryl. Thank you.
And maybe today, if you get a chance, I serve samples, and a lot of people are very critical of salt and sodium. And maybe today or sometime in the future, you might address the issue of we do need some sodium in our food.
Yes, you do. You just don't want to overdo it, and that's what happens to so many people. You'll find enough. I think I remember Phil saying, and maybe even Dr. Ken saying at one point in time or another, that there's enough salt that sometimes is in the food itself. Remember, if the crops are grown in soil that has the proper amount of nutrients, sodium, which is salt, is something that you want to have in the soil. And whatever is in the soil will be absorbed by the plant. You don't need a lot of sodium/salt in your system, but you do need some. So I think that most minerals, you need selenium, you need magnesium, you need potassium, you need lots of different things. Sometimes they come from the soil, sometimes you get a supplement, but they are all important. So, Daryl, thank you. That was a good contribution. 800-510-8255. Maybe we'll have some time before the hour is up to deal with the double yolk eggs. Do they hatch twin chickens? I always love that. In terms of other things, the flavor that comes from salt water, I think that's why you put it in pasta for sure. Potatoes are thicker sometimes and denser if you cook them in salt. I didn't know that. Actually, until I did a little research and knocked around a little bit. If you want to cook potatoes faster, if they're large and you've got skin on them, you cut them into quarters and you put them into the water and bring it to a boil, then put the salt in. You bring the water to a boil without the salt, then you put it in for the best results. All right, so how's that for a little tip? That's what we're all about here, helping people in their food, not only the food choices, but where to get the food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As I said, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins me and the rest of my weekday Good Day gang talking about desserts, summer desserts. Great fruits are available. You get some good tips coming up in just a few moments here on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All the members of the team. You can see pictures of Heather, of Roberta, of Jennifer, of me, of Charlotte, of Richie, his family, and Chef Louis DeAngelis. You can see his big mug in the contributors box at DougStefan.com. Plus, nobody else but Louis. Well, that's not true. Everybody's kind of got their own special little place on the website. If you look underneath the location of the Good Day Team logo for Youngevity, you'll see Chef Louis working in the kitchen, and you get copies of all of his recipes, so help yourself to that. Before we get to our recipe, or the recipes, the fruits, the fruits of our labor, Louis, how do you like that?
I love that.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about nutrition and health, and how people live. Just for a moment or so, thinking about, now, I was talking earlier about this fellow who's 57, who's dying of pancreatic cancer, and how he'd been sort of an extreme athlete all of his life, but the things that he's been eating don't appear to be the sorts of things that one who was into that lifestyle would nourish themselves with. And so there's sort of a contradiction here. In other words, the refrigerator is full of a lot of foods that have been either prepared, is that the right word? They're full of preservatives, that kind of stuff. So there seems to be, you know, that kind of disparity. How does one, when we look at understanding nutrition and always looking at labels and seeing what's in the food, how do you reconcile the fact, maybe it's genetics, that somebody who hasn't necessarily eaten well is still in really good shape? I mean, physically, this guy, the only reason he's still alive, he's really had a hard time with pancreatic cancer, and he's now only functioning because his heart is so strong. But, you know, you wonder, I suppose, in the back of your mind, did the things he ate contribute to his pancreatic problems? Who will ever know the answer to that? But just in general, the disparity. Now, you look like what you eat. And I don't mean that to be a wise apple. I just think, well, you... that probably didn't sound the way it was meant to say. But you know what I mean. I love you, and so you understand what I'm saying. right? You look like you have a good time eating, and the things that you eat are substantial. How's that?
That's the way to put it.
That's good.
And
okay.
You know what? I've gotten real careful with myself, and I've lost 45 pounds over the last year and a half.
You have. Good for you. Yep.
Just, you know, when it comes to ingredients, though, Doug, you know, the easiest way to look at it is the simpler, the more simple, the better. The less ingredients, like even in prepared foods, I mean, you look at it, and the list is an arm length long.
Yeah.
Of all the different things. That, you know, if I'm going to eat a piece of chicken, or I'm going to eat a piece of meat or a vegetable dinner, I want it to just have that in it.
Yeah.
And a couple of little spices or herbs, and that's it. I think that really contributes to an awful lot of the problems that we have in this country.
I'm looking at a story about parsnips. How many people here have actually ever eaten? I'm betting Roberta has, and the rest of you have never.
I have.
You've eaten parsnips?
I've eaten parsnips.
Yeah,
they're so good.
And you have, too?
Roasted and young.
Oh,
my
really?
Grandmother loved them. I love them mashed.
A lot of people compare them to turnips.
Mm-hmm.
Parsnips, turnips.
I love turnips, too.
But parsnips are more like white carrots.
Mm-hmm. Canadian carrots.
Say again?
We used to call them Canadian carrots in the kitchen all the time.
Really?
I don't know why.
Canadian. Well, they have a great aroma. They're kind of sweet, as I recall. We don't grow them in the garden here. I don't know why, because they smell great. They are very good for grilling, I'm told. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Would you grill a parsnip or a turnip or something like that on the grill, Charlie? Where'd that come from, Louis?
Hey, Charlie.
Absolutely, Harry.
Yeah.
I'm liable to put anything on
that
grill. I mean, anything from romaine, lettuce, ham, to parsnips, to tomatoes, to watermelon. I mean, anything that you can.
Tomatoes on the grill? I just eat the tomatoes raw. See, that's
cool.
The problem.
Tomatoes are good.
People want to eat things that are meant to be eaten raw. Carrots, celery, lettuce, spinach, all of those things. Carrots and turnips and, I mean, I don't know, I can't imagine, though, now that I think about eating a turnip.
But who says that those are intended to be eaten raw?
I do.
Well, there you go.
Harry does.
Harry.
Well, there's the answer.
Yeah. If you know Harry like I know Harry Louie, oh, what a cook. I think those things, but when you get to, like potatoes, you can't eat potatoes raw. You can't eat most of the stuff that comes out of the ground, with the exception of carrots. You got to cook, right? Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
And you can cook carrots.
I'll eat potato slices real thin just to taste the potato to make sure I like the batch.
Really?
And oh, you have to.
Not cook.
I mean, what happens with grilling, the only thing you're doing is you take a tomato and, yeah, it's intended to be eaten raw. Hmm. But if you grill it and put a little bit of cheese on it, or anything that you want, but if you grill it by itself, you're really bringing out the sugars in it and a lot more natural flavors.
Yeah.
You really are.
Then you got to get at it early because, as most people know who are close to food and its natural freshness and value, I'll use an ear of corn as an example. If you pick an ear of corn and eat it right away, you'll still get the substantial value of its taste. If it's 4 hours old, it's lost half of its value and its flavor. If it's 4 days old, you might as well feed it to the cows. But that's how long it takes. Every year I hope this is going to be the case. I always disappoint myself. By the time February comes along, Florida corn in the stores, you dig it, you bring it home, you cook it, you might as well be eating grass that's dead on the lawn. Because that's what it tastes like, and it doesn't have any more value for your body than that. It's awful tasting. It's just garbage. And yet some people think it has value, Louie.
No, well, you know, corn, it's funny you mentioned corn, because corn right off the bat isn't really loaded with a lot of value to begin with.
No, actually, corn, you're right about that. Corn doesn't have much value.
But you take something like, there's a lot of vegetables, believe it or not, that actually become more nutritional, that have more value to it once they're heated up and cooked.
Well, what brings them around to that, given the fact that they have lost much of their value if they're raw over the hours or the days?
Well, not all of them do lose that much, you know, from the time they're picked. You know, if you work with a good local farmer, you know, when they pick vegetables, they immediately put them in coolers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're big drive-through coolers or what, and that holds a lot of value.
Yeah, right. That's true. And they're wet if they need to be in moisture as well as cool. That's one secret.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you take rapini, and I always use that as an example. you know, once you heat it up, the heat exchange releases enzymes, you know, it connects enzymes together that give you so much, that double the nutritional value of that vegetable from the time it's raw to the time it's cooked. And there's a lot of them like that.
I used to have Rapini working on affiliates for me, didn't I? Jennifer,
we had the same as Rabe, broccoli
that,
Rabe?
Yeah.
Rapini,
I think was his name.
Yeah. Right. Roberta just asked some innocuous question. Let's keep moving.
Is Rapini the same thing as broccoli rabe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. The same thing. Okay.
I beg your pardon, the what? What? What are you saying?
The broccoli rabe.
Broccoli rabe is the same thing as rapini.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me a break, please. All right, here's a listener.
It's not starting to get you in pig Latin fancy.
Right, yeah.
In some places it's called broccoli rabe, and other places it's called
broccoli rob.
You're right, Roberta.
Right, am I right? Thank
yes,
you, Heather.
Hey, brilliant,
yeah,
Roberta. Thank you.
See my replacement. She's good.
Nice accent. Does she have the accent, though?
Rabe.
We have to set aside 4 or 5 minutes for that conversation. We don't have time for it now. Here's listener Janet, who made Chef Louie's pasta that was posted on our Facebook page as well as good. Where is all this stuff getting posted? Are we putting up these recipes?
The recipes are all posted on the website. You can click on Chef Louie on the homepage, or you can go up under the bar at the top under recipes. Or you can also see them usually on Pinterest, where we're showing our recipes on there as well.
All right, so this lady's name is Janet Mattson. She used broccoli. Since she couldn't find broccoli rabe, whatever.
Rabe.
And the bacon was omitted for health reasons. The recipe doesn't say where to add the second half of the garlic, so I added it with the onions. Smelled wonderful, tasted just as good. We didn't wait for it to cool and ate it as soon as it finished cooking. Next time I'll add more broccoli and less pasta. Yum.
She did wonder why her pasta was purple, and the picture that we posted was white pasta, and I said, well, that's probably because we might have not used an authentic picture. Could that be true?
Who knows?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because the recipe calls for red wine, which dyed the pasta like a purpley color. So that's okay, right?
Absolutely. You know,
okay,
in restaurants, when we make pasta, right in the pasta water, we always throw annatto. You know, powdered annatto.
You say
you dye the pasta red so that if it's not completely covered with sauce, it still looks red, and it makes the dish look much better. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that's that story. Louie, back in a moment with our focus on fruit and pies. Mm. He has an award-winning pastry recipe that he wants to share with you in just a moment here on Good Day. It's, where are we, 16 before the hour already.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, telling you right now to change. Now, the moment you heard the word change, what did you think of? Did you think of a small change, or did you think of a radical change? Something big, something major. Now, if you thought of a radical change, good for you. If you thought of a small change, hey, you know what? You're giving up on yourself, and you're really not going to change. Change really means a radical change, a big change, an important change. Change that really will impact the direction and achievability of your life. Change is a radical change. It's a big one. Go ahead and grab a piece of paper right now and write down radical changes that you want to make in your life, radical changes that you will make in your life, and radical changes that will make you better. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
All right, as promised now, Chef Louis DeAngelis with some fruit pies. We will share, if it's not posted at Chef Louis' recipe box, it already is. Heather's already done a job. All right. So this is an ear opener. Let's go, Louis. Good job. What do we do? Lose Louis? Where is everybody?
I would make pies every week for them.
All right, wait a minute. We got to start over again because somebody's asleep at the switch, literally.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Rephrase again. Who do you make pies
this
for?
This is the kind of people I have to work with. Hey. All right. So back to take two on pies with Chef Louis DeAngelis.
I don't know where to begin now.
Why don't you start at the beginning?
Yeah, with all the fruit that's out there right now for the summer, I've decided to make a nice pie every week for my grandchildren.
Great.
And I'll mix anything. Last week was strawberries mixed with blueberries.
All right, wait a minute. I got an idea. Hold on just a second. If you can, this would be a really important thing for you to maintain a good relationship with me.
Okay.
This is really important. All right? Really.
Don't fall for this, Louis.
Really important.
Don't fall.
I think you ought to make two of those pies and put one of them in a FedEx box with my address on it and send it up so I get it the next day.
It would be squished pie.
No, it wouldn't. You can fix it so it'll be.
I will find the boxes of the dry ice for that. I promise.
Yeah. All right. So that's not only do I like pies, but my.
You don't have to worry about the dry ice because he'll eat anything. It's fine. You don't really have to. Don't spend the money.
Crock pot.
All right.
It becomes soup.
This is before we even get the recipe on. I'm hot for this. All right, Louis, how are we putting these pies together?
Okay, the focus is on the crust. If you look at the ingredients on the ready-made crust, you'd absolutely run away from them and not use them.
Mm-hmm.
And the best pie crust, I have won so many prizes and awards over this. All you need is 3 cups of sifted flour, okay, 2 sticks of butter, pinch of salt, tablespoon of brown sugar, maybe 2 tablespoons, and some water. And the trick is to use real butter. Freeze the sticks for a couple of hours before you use them, and take a box grater, a cheese grater, and grate the butter into your flour mix.
Mm.
The recipe's online. It gives you the best blend. It gives you the best way of making crust. And don't think of them just as fruit pies for dessert. I mean, you could take little ramekins. I do this all the time, and I take mushrooms and caramelized onions and make little onion pies for appetizers. Or you could use it for side dishes. When you get used to making this pastry dough, you will find so many things that you could do, from meat pies to pot pies. Last week we had hamburgers and hot dogs for the grandkids outside. Had so many left over. I chopped up all the hamburgers, chopped up the hot dogs. I made a quick mushroom gravy, threw it in a pot pie, made a little pie out of it. The next day the kids went crazy for charbroiled hamburger and hot dog pot pie. So, you know, you can do anything you want if you've got this pastry crust down pat. And you don't have to run to the store and spend $5 for a box of them. It ends up costing about 60 cents to make it on your own. And it's the best, best there is.
What is mincemeat?
Mincemeat originally was meat. It's suet.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's just nuts and raisins and a simple sugar.
I thought it was venison. When I was a kid, venison was in it.
Yeah, with just the fat, and it was, you know. But nowadays it's citron, different types of fruits, you know, dried fruits mixed with raisins and nuts and a simple syrup, and that's it.
Yeah, so now it's good. I don't know about the meat part.
Yeah, there's no meat involved anymore.
No.
Okay.
No, but you can make a good Jamaican meat pie with this. Oh, with hamburger and some cumin and some nice pepper flakes. Once you got this crust down. You could do anything you want with it, and people will go crazy over the flavor on this crust.
Question.
Buttery.
Can you make that crust, if you're gluten-free, can you make it with, like, rice flour or garbanzo bean flour, any of those?
You gotta mix it. You can't just use straight rice flour because it won't hold together good.
When you're working
with gluten-free, you're using egg a lot because you got to hold this, you know, you got to bind it because there's no glutens.
Right.
So if you use rice, you got to go with rice and either garbanzo or buckwheat. I like buckwheat flour.
Garbanzo
is a fantastic flavor.
There's such a thing as a garbanzo flour.
Hmm. Yeah, there's dried beans and they grind them.
Grind them up.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. But buckwheat, to me, for gluten, my wife is gluten-free. So I make
buckwheat for gluten-free?
Buckwheat pancakes.
The only reason she's gluten-free is because she's married to you. Chef Louis DeAngelis, check out his recipes. Right-hand side of the homepage, they are yummy. I'll testify, as soon as I get that first pie, I'll be all over it, promoting it on the air, Louis.
I'll second that.
We'll do it.
It's 51 after.
charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Saturday morning, depending on when you're listening to this. Some people listening on Saturday morning, some Saturday afternoon, some during the day on Sunday. It's the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. You heard some helpful hints and some fun there with Chef Louis DeAngelis helping many of the people that work with me understand what kind of great things there are around, especially at this time of year in the fruit department. I guess, yeah, veggie pies are fun as well. And then we had that sort of off the track onto mincemeat and what it really is. I learned something. I think we all learned something listening to discussions like that. We all grew up around things like mincemeat and thought it was, I did, I thought it was venison. I guess it was, but now it isn't anymore. Yet the taste is still kind of the same, even though it doesn't have the same ingredients. Have you noticed that? If you do have mincemeat, most people don't have them, those pies, unless it's holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's when that stuff is really big. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, normally here with me for this hour on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on what to put in your body. There is a place, the Better Living Box, at DougSteffen.com, where a lot of Phil Lempert's information on nutrition and health are included. Ever take your children to the grocery store? Of course you do. We all went. I love to go. I don't like going to the grocery store now at all because I don't like, I have to go for something. But I'd rather go buy the stuff. I live out of my garden, and there are a couple of truck farms around me. If I don't have it in my garden, I go there and get the stuff. Great squash and carrots and spinach and things that I just find yummy in salads. I like to eat things cool. I don't like to cook, so I like to have that which is easily prepared. Last night, mixed a little bit of, there was some shrimp, cooked shrimp around, mixed it with some various pieces of lettuce and cooked a little bit of summer squash, and it was great. I put salad dressing on it after it's cooked. But anyway, there are lots of tips, lots of things that will help you at supermarketguru.com. And I think taking your children to the store to show them and help them, that's why I want them to come to the farm, to see where the food is grown and to see how the animals are treated when it comes to the various things that you're encouraging your children to do when it comes to making healthy choices. You are doing that, right? You're helping your children make healthy, healthful choices. And that's one of the things that you can check out at thesupermarketguru.com, how Phil expects you to be training your children, or wants to help you train your children to have those values, to have the ideas that are necessary. Also, check out all the coupons. There are a lot of pros and cons to using coupons, the Sunday morning coupons. You probably check those out, the Sunday coupons, the newspapers, and the mailers that come around. There's a value pack, I think, has lots of those. Some, Phil will advise you, are valuable. Some are not. So make sure you keep that in mind. And there are lots of ideas on cooking, that sort of thing. But the fruits and vegetables, where do you buy them? Grapes are great at this time of year. Cherries are still around. Blueberries, a little late for strawberries, but you get, you know, they're raspberries. I got the first crop of blackberries from my garden this past week. And those things are just so great. And you take them, one of the things that Phil advised, you take these fruits and vegetables and get them into your bodies as quickly as you can after they are picked, because that's when they have the most value. 3-4 hours after they're picked, a lot of the value goes away. Just the life that comes from them being connected to the ground. When you disconnect that, that stops the living process and affects the value of the food. And not only does it not taste as good, but it just doesn't have as much good. It doesn't have as much health in it for your body. I asked earlier in the hour whether double yolk eggs hatch twin chicks as one of those sort of food myths. And the answer to that question, basically, can you hatch a double yolk egg, is you can try. Very few survive. I remember seeing some of these as a kid when we used to have chickens. Double yolk eggs do not contain enough air or moisture to bring the chicks through their 21-day incubation period. Both usually die. And so what does that mean to the taste or the value of the egg? I don't think that changes any. But it's hard. It just if you're going to try to hatch a double yolk egg, expect to fail. Huh? That's not something that I want to encourage you to do, but it's just one of those things. Food eggs don't hatch into chicks anyway. They have to have sometimes if you're eating some of the free range chicken, you see a little spot in it, which is the embryo. But most eggs you don't see that in, that are commercially available at the supermarket. Check out all of this and much more, supermarketguru.com. Phil's daily news flashes on food and information, and his hits and misses, you can get them delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for them at supermarketguru.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.